Okay, today's Daf Chav Beis. We are on Daf Chav Beis. We are on the seventh line from the top, where it says, "Umeshalim l'sonav el panav lahavido," that Hashem pays back to destroy them. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Amali mikwa kasav. If the pasuk wouldn't say this, ef shel omer, we couldn't say it. It's kaviyachol, like ka'adam shenosei masay al panav. He's carrying a burden, uvakish lashlichol mimenu, and he wants to get rid of it. Lo ya'acher lisono. He's not going to delay holding on to it. In other words, Hashem wants so badly to pay back Rishayim in this world so they shouldn't get anything in the next world, he rushes to pay them back so he doesn't owe them anything later. Amrav Eila, lisono hu delay acher. Aval acher l'tzadikim gemur. But tzadikim he does delay because he'll get the reward in the next world. V'hayad amrav Bishur ben Levi, may dechsev, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom la'asosam. Hayom la'asosam, v'lo l'macha la'asosam. Hayom la'asosam, today you do it, u'l'macha l'kabal schar. But the schar will be in the next world. Amar b'chagi, v'item rab Shmuel bar Nachmeni. My dechsiv, what does it mean when it says erech apayim? It says erech is apayim is a two angers. Erech af mi boyale. Said Hashem is slow to anger. What's slow to angers? So, amar ela erech apayim l'tzadikim, erech apayim l'rishayim. He's slow to anger for the tzaddikim and for the rishayim too. Okay, now we're back to Masechtas Erevin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad base kur. A base kur. What does that mean? What are we talking about? We're talking about that the pasin. Rabbi Yehuda said that the pasin biros could be as large, can fit a size of a base kur. In other words, you put the four corners and the area is the size of a base kur. Not to fit a bunch of cows, much bigger. Much bigger. A base kur is 5,000 square amos. It's basically 100 amos by 50 amos. That's a base kur. So even that you could do. Where am I? Ad beis asayim, v'chulu. Right? So, iboilahu. Now, where does this number come from? Of it's called a base osayim. It's two besa. Where'd that come from? Right? Where'd it come from? So ibayalahu. Now before we get to the answer to that question, you'll see where it comes from. Now when it says base kur, is it bar upasin ka'amar? Is it the bar and the pasin too? O dilma bar velo pasin ka'amar, or is it the bar without the pasin? In other words, does the bar itself a base kur? And then the pasuk could be even further away from that to make it even more space? Or the whole area has to be a base kur? A base asayim. That's his question. It's a very technical question, right? Is it the bar only? Only the bar could be a base asayim? Can't be bigger than a base asayim? But then the area that surrounds the bar could be even bigger? And it's still good? Or no, the whole complete package has to be a base asayim? That's the Gemara's question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who said it could be so big. Okay? So, Adam knows it ain't of Baboro. When a person comes, he says, oh, look at this bar. V'lo gazrinon, dilma osi letaltule, yoser beis asayim, bekarfev da'alma, and it's not going to cause somebody to carry in a karfev bigger than two beisa. What on earth does that mean? So, let's go to Rashi. Rashi says like this: Adam nosein ain of baboro. The imbalul mod mikan heter. You want to learn a heter from here that you can carry, that you can go bring the animals to the bar. L'makom acher menabar hu lamad. You want to learn this shear to other things. The shear is learned from the bar itself. Dari einu ela beis asayim, and the bar is two beisa. Hilgach therefore afal pi shehukaf yoser alkein. Even though the actual diumdin are bigger than that, it's more space than that. Lo asi lemishre karfev yosem beis asayim de alma shel hukaf ledira. No one's going to make a mistake and think that in a karfev that nobody lives in, you can carry more than two beisa. What does that mean? So here's the story. If you have a rishus hayachid, you're allowed to carry rishus hayachid, my yard. Am I allowed to carry my yard? Yes, you are. No question about it. How big can your yard be? How big can your yard be? to be a massive backyard. You live in some, you know, up in the country somewhere. You have this huge, 5 acres of land as your backyard. Can you carry in there, and there's a gate around it. Can you carry in there as much as you want? What? Bigger than a base of science. Five miles. You have 5 miles of property up in the woods. You own a cabin, and you have 5 miles of property. And you come there for Shabbos, and you want to know if you can carry, take a walk, and you're going to carry stuff. Can you? To Shutzi Yachid, right? So Shutzi Yachid says all mutter. So comes along the Gemara and says, no. If it's a karfeif, karfeif means it's an area where nobody lives there. Nobody lives there. But it's Shutzi Yachid. But it's completely empty. Nobody lives there. The halacha is you cannot carry in there if it's bigger than a beis hasayim. You can't carry in there if it's bigger than a beis hasayim. It's a gzeira. What's the purpose of that? We'll get to this later in the Masechta. It's 100% Rishus HaYachid. It's your property. It's Rishus HaYachid. Nobody goes there. No trespassing signs all over. And nobody lives there. What does it mean, live there? But if nobody lives there, you can't carry in there. You can't carry in there more than a base Hasayim.
You take up parents
and
learn that.
Right. But then nobody lives there. Nobody lives in a bar. Nobody lives in a bar. No. So Rabbi Yehuda said, the shear that you're allowed to put Pasei Biros, these four posts, the shear is the same shear as the Beis Hasayim, which, by the way, is the shear that the rabbis made up. If it's bigger than that, you can't carry in there, even if it's a Rosh HaYachid. Okay? It's the same shear. And Yehuda says it's the exact same thing. I hold the Beis Hasayim because of that very reason. Because the rabbi said, if it's bigger than a Beis Hasayim and nobody lives there, it's on Hukka Fladira. What exactly does it mean, Hukka Fladira? We have Prakim coming up about that issue. What does it even mean? Right? So therefore, you can't carry in there. That's my shear of the possum area, of these four posts. Now, the question is, what do people focus on when they're looking at the posts? So the first one person said, Adam Nosan ain't of Baboro. All he's focusing on is the boar. So if the boar is not bigger than a base of Sayim, but the posts are, because you need some room for the animals to come in. You don't just fall into the boar. You have some area on top of it. So it's bigger than a base of Sayim, this whole area. But the boar itself is not, that's fine.
What's that area called?
It's called a karfeif. Karfeif. That's what it's called. It's called a karfeif. Karfeif means an area that nobody lives in, but it's a Rosh HaYachid. So we don't really have those things today. I saw one of the Achuanim has is a zoo, a karfeif. Nobody lives there, but it's private property. But animals live there. These kinds of places, they don't really have these so much today. You could have a guy who owns a property in the woods. He comes there for Shabbos, up to the woods. What? A base of Siam is 100 amos by 50 amos. Not so big. It's 100 amos by 50 amos. It's 5,000 square amos.
5,000 square amos.
Right. Right, you can have it upstate, you can very well have it. No question about it. But it's not Hukka Fladira. Nobody lives there. If you live there, right, so what does it mean to live there? We'll talk about that. But if you live there, it could be as big as you want. It could be...
Earlier in the Masechta, if it's cleared out
or not. Right, so we're going to get to all that. All that's coming up. Cleared out, not cleared out. Is there another hut there? Is there a house there? If there's a house there, it's Hukka Fladira. You ought to have a backyard. The backyard could be very big.
Right now, the case is that the boar is less than
base of science. So the issue, Yehuda said base of science. If it's bigger than a base of science, you can't put the yumed in. You can't put them there. What do you mean base of science? Did it mean only focusing on the boar? And I don't care about the area around the boar? That could be bigger? Or no, the whole package? What's the boar? Because people look at the boar. I'm here for the boar. I'm not here for the outer rim of the boar. I'm here for the boar. So if the boar is bigger than two beisa, you can't put the yumed in there. If the boar is not bigger than two beisa, either the yumed in, you have to give some space, so you make another 5-10 amas, that's not a problem. Or no. Yeah. The Tanakhama held the whole area can only be two packages of oxen. Either three oxen or four oxen, the whole thing.
So now we're just discussing what...
According in Yehuda's world... Right, that's right. That's right. So, Odilma, or maybe no. Adam Nosen Eina B'Mechitzaso. A person focuses on the Mechitza. The Gazrinon. Dilma osi lachlufa yos mi beis asayim bekarfeif. If I let you make a diumdin area bigger than two beisa, you'll come to do the same thing in your karfeif. Says Rashi, right? Im ba lulmod mikan heter lamakom acher. You want to learn from here a heter someplace else. Hamachitza liyulmod from machitzas hilkach osi lumishri baalma yosu beis asayim ishar ishacha. You can't make it more than two beisa. A beis asayim. It's two beisa. Same thing. Now, so that's the issue that we have. What's the story? Toshma. There's a bris that says like this. Kamahein mekuravin k'dei rosh ruva shel para. How kamahein mekuravin? How close do they have to be? K'dei rosh ruva shel para. That the rosh and the rov of the para have to be in the diumdin. Right. So if it's tiny, four things, and the animal can't even get its body in there, that's too small. V'kamahein meruchakin. How far away can it be? I feel a kur. Even a kur. A base of Siam was 5,000 square amos. A kur is 75,000 square amos. It's a lot bigger. I feel a kurayim. Even two kur, 150,000 square amos. Huge areas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Base of Siam mutter. Yosef, base of Siam aser. Rabbi Yehuda is consistent. No, base, that's my shear. Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda. One second. Iyatamoda, don't you agree? Bedir, in an enclosure for animals, fisahar, another kind of enclosure, mukteh, a backyard that no one goes in, chotzer, afilu beis chamishes kurm ubas asaris kurm, even 5 kur, which is 375,000 square amos, or 10 kur, which is 750,000 square amos, don't you agree with all that? Shemoter, you can carry there. Amalehem, he told him it's a big difference. Zumachitza. This is what, that's a mechitza. You build a fence around it. And you live there. You have a city. It's no problem. The elu pasin. I'm talking about pasin. I'm talking about tiny little things. So there's a limit to that. Right? Yeah. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, bar, so we didn't get to the question yet. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, bar, beis asayim, a beis asayim mutter, a bar, he sounds like he's saying Beis HaSayim, two Beisa, by two Beisa, whatever that means. V'lo amru laharchik, el kadei rosh of rubo shel para. And they told you to stay far away, and you have to be far away from the bar, that you can fit the animal in there. Okay? So you see from here, that Rabbi Yehuda said, only the bar has to be two Beisa. That's what he said. Just said that. Not the whole area. So he answered the question. So the Gemara says, well, Hamidika Omar, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, bor v'lo plat pasin. Since Reb Shimon said the bor itself, Michlal, the Reb Yehuda, boru pasin ka'amar. No, maybe Reb Yehuda means the bor and the pasin too, because he's arguing. V'lo he, that's not true. Reb Yehuda, bor v'lo pasin ka'amar. He's talking about the bor itself and not the pasin. Ihachi, hain Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and they're saying the exact same thing. Reb Yehuda said, tu v'esa, and Reb Shimon Elazar says, two beisa. Saying the exact same thing. Now, ikke benayhu, arech v'katan. A machlokis could be the shape of the bar. When Reb Shimon Elazar said, Reb Yehuda said, has to be two beisa. Has to be two beisa. So it could be 1 inch wide, and two beisa going deep. It doesn't make a difference. It has no kiddin here what the shape was. But Reb Shimon Elazar said, two beisa by two beisa. Which means to him, it has to be more of a circle. Or a square. Right. So it has to be a shape. The shape matters. And according to Behuda, the shape doesn't matter. Okay. Miklal Amr B'Shirim Ben Elazar. B'Shirim Ben Elazar made a rule. Kal Avir, any airspace, Shetashmisho Ladira, where the use is for a property, Kigon, deer, a pen for animals, Sahar, another pen for animals, Mukta, Chatzer, I feel a basis chamesh is kurm by a basis asaris kurm mutter. Doesn't make a difference how big it is. If it's used, it can be as big as you want. That make a difference. I'm using it. Right? So I live here. How big can the city be and I can carry the city? Makes no difference. It makes no difference as long as you're using the place. V'chal dira, but any dira, Shetashmishe la'avir, where the dira, the residence, is for the air. What does that mean? Kigon burgonin shebesados, like a guardhouse. I don't live in the guardhouse. I'm in the guardhouse because I'm guarding the field. So my dira, the resident, is really for the field. Now, I happen to be here because no, I have to be somewhere. I can't be in the rain, so I'm in the guardhouse. But really, the dira is for the area. For the, they call it the avir. Then, beisasayim mutter, yorsim beisasayim aser. It can only be up to two beisa, and not more than that. Okay. Next Mishnah. We, as you did this already, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im ha'yederach v'shus harabim mifastikin." If you put this zibor in the middle of the street, and the diyum did in the middle of the street, and people could just walk right through. So if that happens, it's al kenel sudden. You got to get people to go around it, because if people are going to walk right through it, you're breaking it. You can't have people walking through a mechitza. So people have to go around it. It's for animals, not for people. It's for animals. So if you have in the middle of the street, people are walking right through. You have two posts. There's a bar in the middle. Another two posts. They walk through. They go around the bar. They keep walking through. If that happens, you can't bring the animals there. It's not a Rosh Hashanah. You didn't enclose it. How could you enclose it and the whole Rabbin's going through? How could you do that?
How could you enclose it and animals are going through? What's an achimia?
No, you're making it private property for animals. So, but how, you can't do that if everyone's going through. So therefore, you have to make a sign, you have to go around. V'chalm omrim eino tzarech. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. So, what's going on here? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, the Arbi Tarvayu, they both say, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kan hodiacha kochan shel mechitzos. By the fact that the Chachamim said, you don't have to go make anyone go around, it's all good. You see from here that the koach of this mechitza, such a koach this mechitza has. Even though people are walking through, it's still a mechitza. Normally, you have a mechitza that people just broke down. Peaceful protesters broke down the mechitza and they're walking through. Not a mechitza anymore. Here it still is. Unbelievable. Says Rabbi Yochanan, here you see the power of a mechitza. Now, Khan, for Sirle, by him saying that, he obviously agrees with it. He must agree with that. What would he say that for? When people approve of a statement, it's because they agree with it. So he must have agreed with it. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim, the city of Jerusalem, city of Yerushalayim, Ilmale Dalso said Nanolos Balala, if not for the fact that they close the doors at night, they lock the gates at night, Chayavan Lov Mishum Rishos Harabim, it would be Chayav for Rishos Harabim. So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? That the fact that Rabbi Yochanan made the same, Rabbi Yochanan makes the same statement, Yerushalayim, the only reason why it's a Rishos Harabim is because they close the door. Sorry, the only reason why you're not chayiv is because they close the doors at night. If they wouldn't close the doors at night, it would be a Rishos Harabim. Aye, there's gates all around it. Yep, yeah, the Rabbim are going through and they're breaking up the gates. They close the doors at night, so at night you can't get in. But if not for that, so he contradicts himself. He says, by a bar, the oil I'm going through makes no difference. And by Yerushalayim, he says it does make a difference. So which one is it? Ella, Khan, Philosophy. No. When he said that, he didn't agree with it. He didn't agree with it. He said it, but I don't agree with it. So I already say it. I already say that. Here you see the power of Mechitza. I don't agree with that. I already say that. It's a funny thing to say. Right? Rami Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda, Rami Rabbanan ad Rabbanan. The truth is, the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, they contradict themselves. In the Mishnah, there's a contradiction. Forget Rabbi Yochanan, who's an Amora. Why? The Tanya, there's a brisa like this. Yeser al Kain, even more than that. We had this already once. Amar Yehuda, Misha Hayelo Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidei Rishos Harabim. I own two houses across the street from each other. I own two houses, one here, one there. And I want to be able to carry from one house to the other house on Shabbos. But there's a street in the middle. What do I do? So, Osel Alechi Mikan, Velechi Mikan, Okar Mikan, Vekar Mikan, Venosim, Venosim, Be'emsa. I can put a lechi here, and I can carry through. Or I put a crossbeam, and I can carry through. What about the street itself? People are walking through the whole day. According to Yehuda, I just made a mechitza. I just enclosed the street, even though the Rabbin's walking right through. In the Mishnah, he said you got to make people go around the bar. And here he says you can go right through. If people walking right through, it doesn't stop me. I can carry from my house to the other house. Amrulo, and the Chacham said back to him, Amar of Mishas Rabban Bakas. Now you can't do that. You can't do that. And in the Mishnah, they said, you can do that. So they're both saying opposite things. Kasha de Behuda ad Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha de Rabbanan ad Rabbanan. It's a stira. You see the stira? But in the case of the Mavui, right, I live here, and the other house is across the street. What's behind my house? A wall. What's behind the other house? A wall. I got two good mechitzas. Two excellent ones. Now I want to make a thing going across? Okay. Says Yehuda, I'll let that. Here you have four bad mechitzas. You have four little nothings. You got to make people go around. Right? Hachal, like a shtei mechitzas. Not easy. You don't even have two good mechitzas. Darabana, darabana, nami lo kasha. Hachal, over here, ikka shem arba mechitzas. At least you have four mechitzas. Even though they're inferior, at least there are four of them. Hasam over there, like a shem dalma, you don't have four of them. Like a shem dal mechitzas, you don't have four of them. So I wouldn't say that at all. So it's not a stira. Amar v'yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar b'yochanan. Listen to this Gemara. Eretz Yisrael ain chayavan alav mishum rishus harabim. There's no rishus harabim in Eretz Yisrael. No such thing as a rishus harabim in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef avdimi v'kamal elash maitza. So you heard him say that. Amalei l'avdimi my time, why not? Is you want to tell me because there's different mountains separating Israel, mountains on both sides, so you have like mechitzas both sides? Is that what you want to tell me? Rashi says in the Nihi, to Asel Totuli Midrabanan. Midrabanan, you can't do this. Miyu, Lavishat Rabban Daraisahu, Lachayuvi Aleha? Is that what you want to tell me? So Bavel Nami. So then Bavel's the same story. Makif lo paras mehach gisa v'diglas mehach gisa. You have the tigris on one side, Euphrates on the other side. And everything in the middle is surrounded by rivers. So it's like mechitzas. Dekul yama nami, makif okyanus. The whole world also done in mechitzas. You have the Atlantic Ocean on here and the Pacific Ocean over there. So you have the two oceans on the two ends of America. So there's no rishus rabim in America. Says the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara leaves it off. Ella, rather, Dilma, Malos, Umaridos, Kamarta. No, I'm talking about man-made things. Things going up and things going down, different kinds of, the hills and the valleys of Israel, that's what I'm talking about. And Amalei, Karkafna, the Chazita, Larecha, Kiamude, Kiamar of Yochanan, Lahai Shmaita. You're a very smart person, because I once heard Rabbi Yochanan say the same thing. Okay? Said the same thing. So the Gemara doesn't explain why that's not good. Why isn't that a good pshat? Right? Why isn't that good? There should be no Rishus HaRabim, because I have the Atlantic Ocean over here and the Pacific Ocean over here. So why not?
And the Negev is Rishus HaYochid?
What? Same, yeah. Everything should be no Rishus HaRabim, because you're surrounded by different things. So why not? What? So Tosas answers. Tosas explains that the reason why that's not true is because the Rabbim is mevatel those mechitzos. Like we said in Amud Aleph, the Rabbim is mevatel. How can you tell me it's a Rishus HaYochid when I have 300 million people living in the United States of America? No, it's a Rishus HaYochid because you have the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean. That doesn't make any sense. The Gemara didn't even respond to that. That's crazy.
What's the number?
What?
So what's the number?
What's the number?
What's the number of people?
Doesn't go by number of people. It goes by a Rabbim. Didn't the Chacham say on Amud Aleph that the Rabbim can walk through the street and it doesn't ruin the mechitza?
Was there
just a Rabbim?
No, what is a Rabbim? You can say your Rabbim. What is a Rabbim?
Yeah, what's the number?
I don't know. Rashi said that. The Rabbim never said that. The Rambam never said 600,000. Rashi made that up, that number. It's made up by Rashi. Rambam said, if you have a street that's 16 amos wide, that's uncovered, like in the Midbar, that's it. Okay. Yeah, it was just a Rambam.
Yeah, so
600,000 is a massive kula. No, no, no. So now we're on a side topic now. Then they made a statement. The whole Israel, the whole Babel, the whole world. So the answer is correct. So the answer to that question, on Amar Aleph, the Gemara said, the Chachamim said, that there's no Rabbim can't break a mechitza. Rabbim can't break a mechitza. So how could the Rabbim break the mechitza of the Atlantic Ocean? So the Mr. Brewer answers, the Rabbim cannot break a mechitza that's man-made. But if it's a God-made mechitza, the world, of course they can break. Of course the Rabbim makes a mechitza. Of course. I've got to say that. Only by man-made mechitza will we say such a thing. What do you think of that answer? Not a bad answer. You need people to know what they're talking about, to give answers like this. When a man-made mechitza, then the Rabbim doesn't break it. But on a natural mechitza, of course the Rabbim breaks it. Of course. Such a thing as Rosh Hashanah in the world. Of course. According to that, there'd be no Rosh Hashanah. Because the whole world's surrounded by each other. So of course not. When do we say the Rabbim doesn't break a mechitza? By Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. By man-made mechitza. That's when it doesn't break it. Okay. Okay, next. Yeah. But, where am I? Itmar Nami, Amr of Oven, Amr Kiyasa Ravin, Amr of Yachan, of Amula, Amr of O, Amr of Yachan, Malos and Maridos, Bishop Barit Yisrael, the highs and the lows of Israel, Ein Chayavala, Bishop Shusarabim, Lefishayna Kedigleha Midbar. Not like the way it was looked like in the Midbar, and therefore there's no Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. Could we pass it like that? I don't know. Didn't have a chance to look it up. I don't know. Boimine Rechava Me Rava. Rechava asked Rava the following question. Listen to this question. Tel HaMislaket Asara Besoch Arba, a tail that goes up 10 Tvachim, right? 10 Tvachim over a span of 4 Amos. So there's an incline of 10 tvachim over a span of 4 amos. The Rabbim Bokenbo, and the Rabbim go on that rock. It's a massive rock. 4 tvachim over a span of 10 tvachim over a span of 4 amos. And the kids go on there, and even adults go on there because they got to get to the other side of the street. Ki chayav alav rishus Rabbim, or yin chayav alav. Is that a rishus Rabbim now? Is that its own rishus and a rishus harabim? And if you carry on that, if you're playing on that rock and you're carrying, is that a rishus harabim? Right? I'm sorry. The question isn't is it a rishus harabim? The question is, does that area break a mechitza? Right? I have a mechitza, I have a yard, and in the yard is this thing. So does this thing break the yard? So Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's 10 tvachim by 4 amos. So it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. No, no.
Right, so Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Yeah. So
the answer is that mound the Rosh Hashanah Yachid inside Rosh Hashanah Rabbim?
That's right.
To me, if the air of this down, and therefore Island Avenue becomes forbidden to carry, when you get to the porch of the shul,
that's right.
Meets this thing, does that then...
That's right. Right. The thing is, over here, it's a little funny, because Aliba de Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, who said that walking through the street doesn't break the mechitza, doesn't break it, keep on walking, right? Lo tibayalach. It's for sure okay. Hashta. Uma hasam denicha tashmishte. Over there, it's easy walking, just regular walking. Omri Rabbanon, lo asurab mevat lele mechitza. The Rabbanan said that doesn't break it. So, hacha over here, it's not so easy to walk if they climb this thing. Not so easy. Not so simple. More effort. So, lo kolshkin? So, for sure it's not going to break the mechitza. For sure not. What's my question? Aliba Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said you have to make people go around the four posts. Right? Ha mai, what do we say about over here? Ha sam hu denicha tashmishe. You know why he made people go around? Because it's so easy to walk through. So by walking through, you're going to break the mechitza. Avol hacha, but over here, de lo nicha tashmishe. It's not so simple. You have to climb up this thing. Lo asi rab mevatel mechitza. The rab will not be mevatel it, because I don't really want to do it. O dilma lo shna. Or maybe, no, it's the same thing.
So what would Rabbi Buddha say in the case of the two private properties in, but the Rishus HaRabim in the Meir.
So he said over there, the reason why it's good is because you have two good walls.
But it's easy for the Rabim to go through.
I know. Amalei, so he answered back, Chayovin, no, it's a problem. Vafilu Olin, lo b'chevel, even if it's so steep that you need a rope to climb up, you can't go without a rope, it's so steep. Amalei, in yes. Vafilu Malos Beis Moron, even the Milos of Beis Moron, even if it's so steep like Beis Moron, what's Beis Moron? Rashi says, Zekufin Ma'od, very steep. You know how we say in Rosh Hashanah, that we appear before Hashem, Kivnei Moron? What does that mean? Like sheep. Is that what it means? We say it means like sheep. Is that what it means? Here Rashi says, Umayla Ketar, it's very narrow. Umahalchin ba b'zeh achar zeh. You have to walk single file. V'lo shnayim yachad. You can't even walk two together. You gotta walk single file. It's so narrow, the cliff. Kedibina b'Rosh Hashanah. Kivnei Maron. Like single file you're going in front of Hashem. A Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's getting their own private cheshbon. That's what it means. The way, one of the pshatim is, like sheep, like you care each about each sheep. The Neymar really means a cliff. Even a cliff like that, you can't even walk single. You can't even walk two people and can't go up the cliff at the same time. You got to go single file. Even such a cliff, it's such a not comfortable way of walking. Even that's going to break the mechitza. In yes, absolutely. Hvi, 1 second. Now we're going to bring three questions. It's all the same question three times from a Mishnah in Masechtas of all places, Masechtas Tahiros. Okay, we're going to bring the same question three times. Eitzri, there's a Mishnah in Tahir that says like this. Chatzer, you have a chatzer, sharabim nichnasin la bazu, v'yodzim la bazu. It's a chatzer, but the rabbim uses the chatzer. So the halacha is that tumah in Rishus HaRabim is different than tumah in Rishus HaYachid. Right, it's learned that from a sota. If a man takes a married woman to some Yankee stadium, and they went together, that's a rabbim. It's a public place. She's not a sota. But if they go to a hotel room, she's a sota. Now, what went on in there? We have no idea. It's a suffix. So what do you see? But she's a sota. Suffix in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is tahar, and in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's tamei. So now, the commission in Tyrus, what about all these strange areas that you have, like a chatzar? What is that? So it's a chatzar, sharab nichnasin la, zachlim bezu, v'yotzim bezu. It's a chatzar, but the Rabbim uses it. So, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim mutoma. So regarding Tumah, it's considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's a public place. The rules of Tumah go by public place in the way we call public place. But Rosh Hashanah Yachid l'Shabbos. Regarding Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Why? It's my yard. It's my backyard. Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, Mani, who said that? Who holds like that? Ilei Marabanan. If it's the Rabbanan who said that when a Rabbin walks through the Pasim area, it doesn't destroy the Pasim area. Hashta. Uma hasam by the Pasim area, Tanicha Tashmishte. It's very easy to walk through. Amri Rabbanan lo asa Rabbim vat lemechitza. Rabbim don't come vat lemechitza. They don't destroy the mechitza. Hach over here, dolo nicha tashmishte. It's not so easy to walk through my property. Rashi says maybe it's narrow, the doorway, whatever. It's my property. All right, you want to use it for a shortcut? I don't mind. But it's not so comfortable. Lokolski? For sure that the Rabbim's not going to be mevatel it. So for sure. Ella, it must be lav to Yehudahi. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And you see from here, that when the Rabbim is not so comfortable, he agrees with the Rabbanan that the Mechitza doesn't get broken. Lo, la'olam, Rabbanan, and really it's the Rabbanan. So if it's the Rabbanan, it's obvious. It's obvious. So the Gemara answers, Rosh Hashanah Mutumah Atzvichalei. Now I wanted to tell you this halacha about Tumah. Ein Echnai, but Hilchah Shabbos is no chiddush here at all. Toshma, let's try to bring another raya from the same exact Mishnayos over there in Tyrus. Muvos hamufulashos. Let's say you have a mavui that's mufulash. And beboros besichin uvmaoros. Right? And there's a bore in the middle of the mavui. Or a pit, or some kind of cave. Rosh Hashanah Yachid l'Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim l'Tumah. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid when it comes to Hilchah Shabbos, because it's a mavui, it's a private area, it's on a street. But when it comes to Tumah, it's considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now the Gemara says, 1 second. Boros HaKataitach? What do you mean? There's a pit in the middle of the street? What kind of street is that? Ella, Laboros Rosh Hashanah Yachid l'Shabbos, or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim l'Tumah. Yeah, what it means is, there's in the middle of the mavui, there's a pit. And you can walk around it. You can walk around the pit. It doesn't take up the whole space. It takes up 80% of the space. You want to walk. You want to walk from, get from one side of the mosque to the other side. You have to go to the sides and, like, you know, make sure you don't fall into the bar, and you have to walk like that. Okay. So that such a case is rishus el baris rishus hayachid l'shabbos rishus rabim l'tuma. So rishus rabim comes to tuma because it's a public place, but really it's rishus hayachid b'fil chashabbos. Now again, Mani, who's the author of this mishnah? Ilam Rabbanon, if it's the Rabbanon who held that the Rabbim doesn't destroy the bar, Hashta. Uma Hasam, by the Pasim case, the Nichat Hashmishtei, where it's very easy to walk through, Amri Lo Asi Rabbim Mavat Lilei, the Rabbim are not Mavatal it, Hacha. So over here, you have to go on the edge of the bar and make sure you don't fall in, which is not so simple. Hacha, Lo Nichat Hashmishtei, Lo Kolshkin, for sure, the Rabbim is not Mavatal it, for sure not. There's hardly a Rabbim there. People are afraid to go there. Elav Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Rabbi Yehuda. Who held what? He held that when it comes to passing, you make people go around. When it comes to, you don't make them go around. See, he agrees that if it's not Nichol, the Tashmish, it's not easy to walk through, it's not a problem. Lo. Lo Lam Rabbanon. No, really, could say it's the Rabbanon versus Rab Mutumah, it's Rechalei. And the reason why we mention this is to tell you that when it comes to Tumah, it's a dinner versus a Rabbim. And regarding Shabbos, is no issue. Tashma, another raya. Shavile Beis Gilgal, some street. Ukiyotze Behen, and streets like them. They are, again, this is a Mishnah in Tyrus, they are Rishus Yachid L'Shavas. When it comes to Shavas, they're considered a private street. What are these streets? We'll see in a minute. Rishus Rabim L'Tumah. And when it comes to Tumah, it's Rishus Rabim. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's a public place. Ve'ezehu Shavile Beis Gilgal, what is the street? What kind of street is this? Amid Be'er Rabbanai, Kol She'ein Ha... Hever yachal litol kol she'ena eved yachal litol sashal chitin v'yaretz lefnei sradiot. It's some kind of street where the eved can take a saw of wheat and run in front of the officers. Now, Mani, who said that? Ilam Rabbanon, if it's the Rabbanon who held that walking through the passing area does not destroy the mechitza, hashta umaha something dicha tashmishe. That's regular walking. Amir Rabbanon lo asir ab mavatli le mechitza hacha over here. It's not so easy to walk. It's very narrow or something. That even the Avadim can walk in packages. Lokolski? So for sure not. El alav, Rabbi Yehudahi. Rather, you want to say it's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda who held that when it comes to passing, people have to go around. Amalei, Shvili Beis Gilgal Kamata? You're talking about Shvili Beis Gilgal? Nah, it's a different story. Yoshua, strange line, Oev Yisrael Haya. He was a lover of Jews, Yoshua. So therefore what? Who's a lover of Jews? Omar, he got up, fatiking lehem the rabbi the drachim visratya. He made rules for streets. He made rules for streets. For cholhecha dinicha tashmishe, whenever it's easy to walk through, mesaru l'rabim. It was given over to the rabbim. In other words, all these big thoroughfares that were, I guess, the Canaanim or whoever lived there before had developed these roads. So Yeshua said, you know what? If they're public roads, I'm keeping them public roads. And if it's very not so public, not so easy to walk through, he gave it over to the Yachid. Then the Yachid could own it. You could own that. Okay, therefore, in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the Mechitza is not broken. Yeah, because it's a private place. It's owned by private people. Yeah, then Rabbi Yehuda agrees. But a public street? Of course, Rabbi Yehuda would not agree, right? And only in Rishus HaYachid, I'm sorry, not Rishus HaYachid, only in Chutz La'aretz, only in Chutz La'aretz would he hold where this is no halacha like this. We could do whatever you want in Chutz La'aretz. No rule like this that streets have to remain public. No rule like that in Chutz La'aretz. That Rabbi Yehuda would hold that walking through the street will destroy the mechitza. Therefore, you have to go around. That's only in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, I'm not going to argue with the Shuah Benun. It's not my job. I can't do that. Only in Chutz La'aretz he held that way. Not in Eretz Yisrael. All right? Good. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.